Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts. And I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Wendy. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Shermin. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to all our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Megan Gallo back as a guest on our show today. Megan calls herself a psychic and a healer with a twist. After working in the entertainment industry and national-level nonprofit organizations, Megan left that world in 2006 to pursue a life as a spiritual entrepreneur. She now uses her gift to support other busy spiritual entrepreneurs and practitioners, increase their energy, focus, and confidence so that they have the stamina they need to fulfill their big mission.
Since 2007, Megan has served as a Reiki practitioner, healer, and psychic. Since then, she's been blessed to impact the lives of tens of thousands of people throughout her personal practice and her online inspirational media company, The Love More Project. Megan has recently launched a new program called Reiki Daily, which is currently in its beta testing phase, and she's here today to tell us all about it. And we've been talking about it before the show starts, so we're going to continue that in our show today. So welcome back to Sky's Limit Radio, Megan. We're so thrilled to have you back today.
Thank you so much, ladies. I am so excited to be back, and I'm really excited to share more about Reiki Daily and just the process that I underwent to get to that place and deliver that content to your listeners.
Awesome. We can't wait. So we'll start with the questions today. And Shermin. Yeah, Shermin, you got the first question.
Yes. Megan, how did you come up with the idea of Reiki Daily?
It was actually a work in progress. I was talking to you guys earlier about that, and I'll share with your audience. I was sitting on this idea for about 2 years. And it really started long before the actual kind of birth of the idea. I had been involved in, you know, holistic business and worked with spiritual practitioners for about 10 years now. And I saw so many amazing healers and so many talented and gifted intuitives and just spiritual practitioners falling by the wayside over those 10 years because they lacked stamina, they lacked the energy, they lacked clarity and focus and drive to really do the concrete steps that needed to be done to run a business. As I'm sure you ladies are aware of, it's incredibly difficult to run your own business, especially as a spiritual entrepreneur, because you're balancing the energetic efforts, you're balancing your intuition, and you also have to go out and do what I call these muggle tasks, you know, these non-magical tasks that really are what is necessary to grow a business in the 3D world. And so that looks like wearing the hats of, you know, a CEO, of, you know, vice president of marketing, you know, communications, just the day-to-day grind of having to find a steady stream of clients. How do you put yourself out there? And so it can really be taxing and wearing on individuals. And I found that so many spiritual entrepreneurs were, like I said, falling by the wayside because it was very difficult to balance their own personal energy with the energy necessary of running a 3D-based business. And so I kind of started asking questions of the universe, which is my kind of go-to when I'm struggling with a problem or I see a problem that I can, you know, help fix or I want to fix and I don't have the answer. So I just kept asking, how can I serve more people? And, you know, through the process of asking this, you know, what is the piece that I can bring forward to help these wonderful practitioners, you know, touch base with the people that they're here to serve, came forward this idea of Reiki Daily. And it almost seemed too simple. And so I questioned it at first, and I was really struggling with, you know, can it be this easy? Can it be, you know, something about providing energetic support to these amazing practitioners on an effortless basis that will really help them tap into that spiritual aspect that they believe so strongly in, but have the impact in the 3D reality that we're looking for. And so, like I said, I sat on it for 2 years because it just seemed too easy. And so I've been running beta tests for 2 years on it with, you know, various forms. Does it work better for health and healing? Does it work better for, you know, 3D business? And I've really found across the board that it has been incredibly effective, and people get kind of magical results, if you will, because they've been able to get that energy surge that they're looking for. And so it's just been a process and a continuing tinkering with the idea that came forward from that initial question.
Wow. That really sounds like such a missing link. You know, people are so overwhelmed as it is in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
And then to try to start a business and what you were describing with the multiple hats, I can so relate to. And you can just love what you're doing so much, but be so exhausted because you're wearing all these multiple hats. And, you know, it just really kind of hit me. It seems like that's you know, maybe a really big missing link, that energy. That we need energetic support that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's so exciting.
Can't
wait to talk more about that. Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. Krista, I know you're going to ask the main question that I want to ask, but go ahead, Krista. Krista? I think maybe she's got herself on mute, so then I get to ask it.
No.
What does the program? No, there she is. There she is. Go ahead, Krista.
So I guess we all want to know the answer to that question. How this is such a new program. I've never heard of it before. So how does it actually work? What can you give us some of the specifics?
Absolutely. So this is the part where it's almost like kind of a slap your head on, you know, slap your palm of, oh my God, I can't even talk. Slap the palm of your hand on your forehead kind of moment where it's like, really? This is the download I got? It's basically using the universal energy called Reiki, which I'm a certified master in, and have been a practitioner in since 2007. It was one of my main healing modalities, but the download I got was to send customized Reiki sessions for 60 minutes a day to the individuals who had signed up for Reiki Daily. And so as I was saying earlier, what I had done in the last 2 years of beta testing this was I looked at how effective was this for the variety of you know, things that Reiki, I mean, Reiki can benefit anything, everybody. So I was looking at it for health and healing. I was looking at it for long-term, you know, mental health issues. I was looking at it for physical, you know, chronic conditions. And then I started looking at it more and more because a lot of the people that were drawn to help me with the beta testing were actually looking and communicating to me that they were looking for ways to have focus and energy, you know, sustainable energy to grow their business. And so I started tinkering with that idea and found that it was equally successful for that. And that's when my heart really started to sing about the project, because to me, helping those spiritual entrepreneurs, it's what I've done my entire business. You know, with the Love More Project, it was all about getting people who are, you know, working in these wonderful healing modalities out on a platform for radio and magazine and videos and sharing their good work with the world. And so it kind of went in line with that. But what the program basically entails is just that. And it, like I said, it sounds so simple and so basic. But I downloaded a specific Reiki technique. It's a proprietary model that my guides and angels gave to me. It's called Global Impact Healing. And so I've been using that and kind of the multidimensionality of this universe to deliver Reiki healing to individuals involved in the program to help them with their specific needs. So it's not a blanket, you know, one size fits all. It's that I'm really customizing these sessions individually to the participants of the program and helping them get the needs fully aware of or unconsciously aware of. So it's working on both levels, you know, the physical needs and then the spiritual needs as well.
Right. So I read somewhere in your questionnaire that there's no schedule involved. So it's just like an automatic type of thing that you send every day to your clients.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things I learned very quickly as a Reiki practitioner back in 2006, is that people loved coming to my sessions. They got amazing results from working with me, whether it was as an intuitive, as a Reiki healer, but it was very difficult for them to schedule time in their day because it goes back to all those hats that they're wearing, right? So you've got to run your business, and then taking time out, you know, an hour a day, whether then there could be travel time added to that. It could be, you know, very costly time-wise and expense-wise to see me on a regular basis. And so I saw, again, a lot of people falling off that were really receiving great benefit from working with me. And so that was part of my questioning, too, when I asked, how can I serve better? And so really what happens is, again, using the power of multidimensionality in this reality, I can send Reiki to an individual, and it's a traditional distance healing style method that I can send it to whenever they're open to receiving it the best. And so it doesn't have to impinge on their schedule at all. It's really, I like to say, it's healing with no hassle, because you don't have to schedule a session with me. You don't have to worry about the cost of an individual session. It's a year membership. And so you just get your healing on a regular basis. It's a completely no-brainer. It's taken off your schedule. It's taken off your mental plate on your list of things to do. And it's just, you are open to receive that session whenever it is best for you in the physical world and on the spiritual plane. And so it's just been a really fun exploration in reality and in what we can do with energy healing as we move forward into these new dimensions.
This is amazing. So you can send it, do you send it on a regular basis at the same time, and they receive it whenever they are open to receiving it, or how does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, so say I'm sending it at 4 a.m.
Okay.
And I'm in California, and I have, you know, a client back in New York. Well, that's going to be 7 a.m. for her, but say she's got to work a full-time job, and she's a mom, and so she's running around like a chicken with her head cut off at 7 a.m. So when I'm sending it to her, it may not be the best time for her to receive it. But let's say she has a quiet meditation time that she does before bed, and that's when her guides and her higher self let her know that this is a good time for her to receive that Reiki healing that I sent earlier in the day. And so then she can start to download it. What I find often when I tune in psychically to my clients who are receiving it is that a lot of them actually just receive it overnight and allow the healing and the transformation to happen while they're sleeping, because their days are so packed with activities and their mind is just going that they don't have the downtime to really allow themselves to receive it. And so that a lot of times it just comes in through their sleep. But really what I've had to let go of in terms of my kind of 3D mind wanting to solve and you know, figure things out and make things all perfect in the little box, is that I had to let go of that idea that I needed to control that. And what I had to step into is just trusting that they were receiving it in the 24-hour period that was, you know, of the day, that it was the best time for them. And I've just experienced such amazing and miraculous results. Now, a lot of times, too, our physical mind wants to have an anchor to hold on to, right? We can get into this woo-woo and feel really comfortable with it, but on an emotional level, there's still this piece where there's wanting to anchor in and wanting to have a tangible physical connection with the energy that helps people tap into it. And so what I've done is I've created a Facebook forum of the community members that are involved in Reiki Daily, and I send them daily messages to help them connect with the energy. And it helps deliver little messages, intuitive messages that I've downloaded either from the energy that was applicable to the group, or it'll just be a series of messages that will help people develop at a deeper level, that the Reiki energy is then kind of coming in to help surface limiting beliefs and stuff like that, that can help people push through blocks.
Wow, this is fascinating.
It kind of blows your mind, right?
We definitely have to look into this in more detail.
Yeah.
So, but I think, Wendy, you have another question.
Yeah, just kind of follow up on yours. You said that when your client is ready to receive your Reiki treatment, you said they download. Is it like an audio that you record and they download the audio recording? Or how is it actually delivered to them?
It's actually, when I say download, I step out of the physical reality and I talk about how we spiritually download energy, intuitive hits, that sort of thing. So that's what I'm communicating when I say that. It's really a spiritual download, and they receive the energy in whatever way that feels right to them. So I've had clients who feel warm and tingly. I've had clients who feel absolutely nothing. I've had clients who have very vivid dreams. I've had clients who just, you know, feel a welling up of emotion. I've had clients who just suddenly feel clearer and able to take the next step forward in their business or in their personal lives, that somehow obstacles just melted away. And so it really depends on what that individual needed and how in tune that individual is, because some people are just happy to go along knowing that they're being supported by Reiki, which is universal love energy, and they're good with it, you know. But there's other people who have given me the feedback that they're really feeling like the churning of emotions. They're really feeling the processing and clearing of old energetic blocks. And so it really depends on how that individual is open to receiving it and what that individual needs.
Okay. As you mentioned earlier that they have magical results. I'd just like to hear some more details as far as what kinds of results they experience.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest result that I get is that they just feel clearer. There's a lot of times when I've been working with and counseling spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs that they feel really stuck. There's something that they can't quite put into words that is holding them back. It could be a tightness in the chest. It could be a feeling of nausea. It could just be that their brain completely shuts off when they're looking at a task like marketing, at, you know, sales, something like that. And they just shut down and they go into procrastination, or they can't get through that block and they can't really communicate about it. And so what I have found most often in terms of the feedback that people have given me in the beta tests is that they just felt freer. There was an ability to move. Like suddenly the things that were holding them back were not holding them back anymore. And so they were able to go out and express themselves more freely. They were able to have that creative flow happening again. And so it's really kind of this more emotional solidity that they feel in terms of relating to their business, that they feel supported and they can engage with their business at a deeper level. And that's the biggest feedback that I've gotten in the last 2 years, is that they just feel different. And to me, that's the most exciting, because when you get emotionally behind a project, that's when the magic starts happening. You can have it at the mental level, but when we drop into the emotional level, that's when you can really start making that movement forward.
That's amazing. That's really amazing how that works up that way. I hope that you will be able to turn it into an actual program rather than being a beta test, it sounds like.
So this is kind of the nudge that, because I've been sitting on it, and I have to share with you, it's such a big project that I have been in my own minor overwhelm about the project, because I can feel the energy behind it and the impact behind it, and that's a little bit scary to hold that big vision, and that that helps me connect with my clients, because that's how they're feeling. And so I've actually been putting myself through the program and as one of my clients and sending Reiki to myself and Reiki daily every day, so that I can move through my own personal blocks about the bigness of this project. And when I sat down to work out, you know, what I wanted to talk about today on the radio show and having this come forward, it was a little bit shocking and scary. But to me, knowing that this is the first time I'm publicly talking about it, and so it kind of is moving out of beta right now. Right now,
wow.
You know, I'm in the process of like, okay, what does it look like if we're doing this a full-fledged launch of a program? And it just felt like a safe place and a right time to be sharing it with you guys. And hopefully we'll be able to roll that out towards the end of the year as an actual full-fledged program. But in the interim, if people are excited and they're curious about what they're listening, you know, what they're hearing and they're resonating with it, I'm still accepting people into the beta program. And as I tinker it out, you know, allowing people to help me with the process about what does this look like? What does this feel like? What does it look like to you as a recipient to be involved in this? And how can I make it better? And how can I communicate something that is so intangible even more effectively to get you even better results? And so I'm definitely taking people on to participate in the beta test even before it rolls out officially.
Oh, excellent. That is great. Wow. Sherman, you have another question.
Yeah, so here's the next little nudge from the universe, Megan. How can someone listening now get more information to either be part of the beta test or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever gets rolled out later on? I mean, we're so honored, first of all, that you're sharing this, you know, on our show. So how can somebody actually move forward with this information and benefit from this and get to you?
Absolutely. So I do have a website up, and it's a little bit of a generic website right now as I was tinkering with who was drawn to the program. And so the website is ReikiDaily.com. But if somebody is really feeling drawn and compelled to work with me and wanting to learn more about this program, I do offer a free 7-day trial, and that's not available on the website. That's something I'm going to do exclusively for the listeners of Sky's the Limit Radio. And so I would invite you to email me personally at support@ReikiDaily.com, and we can have a conversation about what you're looking for and what drew you to the program so that I can help customize your Reiki sessions to you, and then we can get you enrolled in that 7-day free trial so that you can experience the energy for yourself and see if it's a good fit for you and if you experienced benefit. Most of the people, I have an extremely high conversion rate on the people who have done the 7-day, the free trial, and they're like, yeah, I don't know how I even went without it. So they're experiencing benefits very quickly with the energy being sent to them, and they want to continue on into the program.
Excellent, excellent. So it's ReikiDaily.com. And email you at support@ReikiDaily.com for the potentially the 7-day trial and to see, you know, if
Absolutely.
It's a good fit.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll also
Great.
Put that information on our Facebook page. I think this is just awesome, Megan. I've been listening and just soaking everything up. I think I'll be part of your program pretty soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I will too. So
we can all three do it together.
I think I think that's really a wonderful idea. I could definitely benefit from it. So,
well, it's just such a nice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's just such a nice way to be supported in a really unique way. And one of the pieces too, if people go to the Reiki Daily website, they'll see that really the inspiration for this was basically people were getting results from working with me, but they didn't have the time, they didn't have the money, they didn't have the energy to commit on a regular basis to getting the results. I mean, if you were going to go to a Reiki practitioner every single day and receive an hour treatment, it would be very expensive. For me, you know, when I was doing Reiki treatments, I varied in price between $75 to $150 an hour. And I didn't want there to be any excuses that people could make that they wouldn't be able to receive benefit. And so one of the things too, just to chime back in on the beta test is I wanted to make it super affordable too. So it's actually for the year-long program beyond the 7-day free trial, it's less than a regular Reiki session with me to get daily Reiki sessions every single day, because I wanted no excuses for people because our minds make such ridiculous excuses. Like, we have such limits that we put on ourselves and our potential. And I didn't want anything to stand in the way of people. I wanted it to be a no-brainer and be like, hell yeah, I would love 60 minutes of Reiki every day. And you're charging what for it? Like, of course, no-brainer, I'm going to get the support. Because to me, that's why we all became healers and coaches and are wanting to support people, is to actually support people. And so I just wanted, it fully answered my prayer when I downloaded all this information about how can I help more people and really remove any obstacles that people had to getting the resources and the support that they needed to go out and play their biggest self and live their biggest life and serve the people that they were here to serve. So it's really, I think people will be really excited about the program. I'm really excited about the program now that the nerves have worn off about how big it is and I'm actually talking about it in public. It's really exciting, and I think that a lot of people are going to resonate with it.
Wow. I have one more question. Before we close, I know we're really running out of time. But can you sign someone up without them knowing it? Or do people really have to be aware of it?
Absolutely. No, because I never do anything without the permission of the higher self. That is something from day one in my practice, you know, back in 2006, I set up very clear, you know, boundaries that I was never going to do anything that interfered with anybody's free will. But absolutely, you could sign up people because Reiki benefits everybody, and Reiki is non-invasive. If somebody's not ready to receive those treatments, it's going to be stored in their spiritual savings account, all that Reiki treatment, you know, and that's going to be released when they're able to receive it. Nothing is ever going to happen against somebody's free will, and that's something I'm very clear on, and I have, you know, the highest guides available to me surrounding every project I do and every client that I work with, that everything is done in alignment with that individual's free will, and nothing will ever violate that. So absolutely, you could do this as a gift to somebody that you love, somebody that's struggling with a chronic health issue. I had one of my first clients, her husband has chronic health issues, and she signed him up, and he's been, you know, receiving treatments, and I feel his energy lightening, and she gives me good feedback, and he has no freaking idea that he's getting treatments, but
he's
feeling the impact on a spiritual level. Yes.
Wow.
So it could be a pain in the butt, you know, coworker or something. You could totally sign them up.
Oh my God!
Consider the insurance. You know, nothing's going to happen against their free will, but it can help. It can help. It's just like praying for someone every day.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But if they don't know about it, then how is it not going against their free will? I don't understand.
Because
I always work with
their higher self. And so their 3D reality, their ego self, may not be aware of it, but their higher self is always aware of
it's
it. And,
always aware
you know,
of it. I get it. Okay.
And to be honest, I would say that the angels and guides and higher self of that individual is actually, they're probably working with the individual that signed them up to get the person the help, because that person would never sign up. And so it's all part of contracts. You know, soul level contracts.
Exactly.
And we're getting very woo woo here, but you know, I firmly believe that everybody who comes to me is in divine right order.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And gosh, we really hate to have to just stop this so soon. We could talk for another couple of hours on this topic, but it is time to say goodbye, and we really appreciate you sharing your new program. We are honored that this is the first time you've actually talked about it in public, so that's great. We'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll also give you the link to this recording so that you can just send it out to whoever you want to. So that's
thank
great.
You, ladies.
We really enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky is the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkyIsTheLimitRadio. Please feel free to share your thoughts and your comments and feedback on our Facebook page. We just love hearing from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skyisthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/skyisthelimit. You never know. You might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Thanks so much, Megan.
Bye.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.